I would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri clan and people of the Kulin Nation. And I'd like to pay respect to their elders past and present and their multiple birth mums, particularly with children with disabilities.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word. It's not suitable for children. Hello, welcome to Two Peas in a Podcast.
Hello, it's lovely to be back.
Beautiful in our cosy little corner downstairs.
Yes, with our Jersey caramels and our chocolate with popping candy.
It's good. If I held my mouth up to the microphone, you might be able to hear it pop, but I won't.
From the local IGA.
From the local, yeah.
Favourite hangout.
Shout out to the IGA and all the staff that know me so well.
And me. We're at the ones that they both own.
Yep.
You go to one and I go to the other.
Yep. One lady said to me, I don't know why you don't just get your pay direct debited into here.
She's right.
I said, I just can't get to Coles. I'm just useless. And I just stop here.
On the way home.
Yep. So.
Me, three times a day. My record was Christmas Eve 2017, five times. I don't write a list. I know.
Yeah, I do write lists, but I often leave them at home, but I do write lists.
Anyway,
but
they might sponsor us for our snacks.
They might. Whether they do or not, we'll still be getting them from there.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yep.
So this is our listener feedback episode.
Yeah, very exciting.
We're very excited to have that already.
Yeah, and we're excited that people listened.
I know.
Bless you all.
We're thrilled.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you so much to our friends.
Yep.
To people who shared the podcast.
Thank you.
To the groups that I pumped it in every group I belong to.
Yep, me too.
So people all around the world have listened. And thanks for joining our Instagram page.
Yes, thank
you. Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really made two women really happy this week.
You really, really did.
Yeah, because we were a bit nervous.
Yeah, we're a lot nervous. How did you feel putting it out?
Yeah, I felt a bit on high alert that day.
Yeah.
I was just like, and I've done this kind of before with my work page where you write personal stuff and then you're kind of getting the feedback.
Yeah.
So I have felt like that before.
Yeah.
But this was really personal and I was a bit nervous that maybe I'd said some stupid things or, you know.
Yeah. And I think I feel like, what if I say too much? What if I embarrass people I love? What
if
I, you know, so it's just a really fine line that we're walking.
And we're going to learn that.
We are going to learn that probably the hard way. That's how we do everything though.
Yeah, well,
I mean.
And one of my friends said to me, you know, I just feel protective of you and I don't want you to get hurt. And so I appreciated that.
Yeah. And I know that people will 100% judge my parenting, the fact that I swear and I'm a mum. All of that will probably get people comment on. But you know what? People comment on it anyway.
Yeah, so that's right.
It's just that maybe they'll write it down and then we'll delete their comments. I don't know. You know.
If we can.
If I can work out how to do it. Yeah. So
mostly it's been overwhelmingly positive and encouraging. And we've had lots of, you know, people with twins, people with kids with disabilities, not necessarily twins.
No.
Everyday people.
Yeah.
Who we're going to, people who don't have kids with disabilities, lots of them listen to, and we're really thankful to you for that as well.
Yeah, we are. Thanks for listening. It means a lot because we're just talking to ourselves really down here. It's nice to hear that, think that somebody listens.
And saying they can't wait to listen to more. So that was really encouraging.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. And it's lucky that you can't wait to listen to more because Mandy and I don't know how to stop talking.
Gonna be going for years. You'll be like, oh, 210. No, here we go again.
Hashtag make pea soup. Stop.
They're still going to the IGA.
They will still
be going. Make sure we go to the same nursing home.
Definitely.
Imagine that.
Oh,
can you set up the microphones?
I've just got that one more thing that I want
to
say.
I forgot to say in 2019. So, yeah, but we had one person give us some negative feedback.
We did, and it was honest.
It was honest.
Which we appreciate, and we say this with all due respect. I'll read it. I'll read. This was on our Facebook page.
Yes.
I think the really interesting thing, it was in the recommend, you know, like,
yes,
do you recommend this?
That's where you give your reviews.
Yes, but I think that I think that the way it was recommended was this was a recommendation for us, like what we should do.
Yes, rather than recommending the podcast.
Yes.
Yes, got it.
Yeah. So I think this person said, recommend that you not use that word in your broadcast as it immediately brings your credibility down. It is not necessary and not funny. I wish you both all the best. Kiss, kiss, hug, hug. Mm. So, and that person genuinely doesn't like swearing.
No, and I knew that person wouldn't like swearing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah.
And so I, at first I didn't know what word it was. I thought, oh, maybe I've said like special needs because I know people don't like that. Or maybe I was a bit worried. And so then I wrote, what word? And then they wrote back, I can't say it, I can't write it. And I was like, oh, I think it's fuck. I think and that's an easy word for me to say.
Yes, I think so, that was it. So that was our first troll.
That was. And not really a troll.
Well, not really, no, well, true.
Yeah.
But I did laugh when I saw that it was my mum.
And we do love you, Mum.
We know.
And we know that you had really the best intentions. But I tell you what, it just made my day. I laughed and laughed and laughed. I just was like, oh, my goodness, this is amazing.
I did laugh too. Yeah. It was funny. Yeah. And
yeah, it was just from the best place.
Yes. And I understand what she's saying.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Some podcasts you hear and there is no swearing.
No.
So,
yeah.
And that's deliberate.
Yeah.
So
that
I
is
get
why,
that.
Though, we have put the little thing at the beginning.
Yeah.
Not for children.
Yeah.
And
we'll
I said
do that
to Mandy,
every time.
Yep. Maybe also not for nanas. Maybe. So anyway, that was really mostly the only negative.
That's
feedback.
Right.
It wasn't really negative. It was just a recommendation.
That's right.
She recommends that we don't say that word.
Totally. And okay, I'll try not to.
Yeah. No. You can't lie.
No, I can't lie. Sometimes it just pops out.
Well, yeah.
And you know what I was thinking? It actually got me thinking about when I started swearing, because obviously I've grown up in a house where you're not allowed to swear.
Yeah.
I wasn't even allowed to say bum.
No,
so I had
stupid.
To say bottom. Yeah, all those things.
Yeah, fart.
So people can't believe that. Yeah,
yeah,
fart. We had to call it a.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what we called it.
We had pops, I think.
Yeah,
but
pops.
Yeah.
So we've both grown up in fairly conservative, traditional homes.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we're loose with our language is, you know.
Mm.
It's where has that come from? So for me, I realised I started swearing when I was working at the parenting centre. I used to work at a parenting centre here in Melbourne, and I started working with families that were in child protection.
Yeah.
Families suffering.
Going through real trauma.
Yeah, and I think that was their language.
Yes.
And I started joining in on that language, rightly or wrongly. And also because
I just – probably it was relatable
so
for them.
I'd come from fairly – safe home, and I think I was generally shocked to be seeing lives that were lived in such suffering.
Yeah.
And so from then on I just started getting in on it. And then once I had the twins, then and then the suffering was personal.
Yeah.
Sometimes those words, and I know it upset my friends. I could see them like, oh, man, he's saying these swear words. But it just, I'm so angry.
I don't know. I like swearing. I don't know.
I do now too.
I just,
it's really fun.
I can't. Yeah, I can't. I can't stop. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to swear if you just see me down the street. I'm not.
At the IGA.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Can't believe they've changed the layout of the supermarket.
I don't know. So anyway, there's that. And it was good to think about it.
It is good to think about it. And I know, I think for me, I grew up in the Yarra Valley and if you didn't swear, you just got taken down. Like that's
we were
big bogans. My parents weren't, but the community around us was.
Yeah.
I can remember the first time I swore in front of my mum. I was 16 and my mum used to read, very Christian. She would read us the Bible every morning and every night, family worship.
Was that?
And she was reading family worship, but I was running late to go for work. And my boss, old school, they would never do that now. We used to pick me up on the way to work in the supermarket.
Boundaries.
Yes. No boundaries. It's the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, we're lucky to get a seatbelt.
True.
So he bipped the horn and I was like, oh. And so I just got up and I ran down my hallway to get my hair tie, scrunchie.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, shit. And mum would come behind me with the book to keep reading. And she was like, Kathleen. Which rarely came out.
Okay, right.
So I remember that. Now she's just totally used to it.
Yeah.
She's fine.
She
just loves me for who I am.
Yeah.
She can't really. There's no choice.
No.
I love her for who she is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yep.
So it's, that's just, you know, that's it.
So we got some really lovely feedback and we just decided to pump ourselves up and we're going to read it. And we're going to say your name. So get excited and hopefully we don't miss anybody. So if they were kind of personal, I kind of cut it down a bit. Just, you know. Do you want to read some too or I'll just.
Yeah, you can start.
Okay. So love it. Love you guys.
We love you too. Bryony. We love you, Bryony.
You two peas are awesome. All the feels. Tammy. Thank you, Tammy. So these are both twin mums. They're our friends.
Yeah.
Just finished listening. Wonderful to hear both your voices and to learn more about you and yours. First follower here. Yay me, Marty.
Yay. Go,
now,
Marty.
She's in Japan.
Yeah, she is in
Japan. That's our first Japanese listener. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Another twin mummy. Listening, following, so exciting, loving it. So good to hear your voices and laughter. OMG at the disabled sticker and that given what you can cope with shit. Keeping it real, girls, Lee. Oh, yeah. And she's a twin mum too.
Yay. Yeah.
That we met on the Amber Forum.
Yeah.
Respect is from my friend Gary and he has a son with severe cerebral palsy who's in his 20s.
Yep.
And Gary and I Gary started a podcast himself last year. It's called Not the Parent I Thought.
Oh.
And I was interviewed on it. So if you even want to Google that, there's one episode on there and it's really profound.
Yeah.
Interviewed quite a lot of parents just talking about, you know, what does that mean, not the parent that I thought.
Yeah.
So just go and check out Gary's podcast because he put in a lot of time and effort and you might hear this voice. do you want to – your turn? I don't want to hog the microphone.
So that's all right. Loved it. Can't wait to hear more. No doubt I've said some very annoying things in the past. Very sorry if I have. Andrea.
That just jumped out to me. I had quite a few messages like that.
Yeah.
I had some text messages and I was really touched.
Yeah.
And I hope I hope that wasn't my intention that people were to apologize. I mean, I said that. I say stupid stuff too.
So do I. All
I was the time. Listening back and I said something about when I see people with disabilities that I am them. And then I was like, no, you're not. You don't have a disability, Mandy. But I meant I was looking at the mums.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to clarify that too because it's been keeping me, making me feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
certain. We said we were going to have a sorry corner and we will.
Well, here we go. I didn't mean that.
No.
My body's fine.
Yeah, well. No, I'm joking.
It's changing.
really loved it, Kate and Mandy. Thanks for sharing a bit of your journeys and special thanks for acknowledging invisible disabilities. It's bloody hard to advocate for our kids sometimes, Amelia.
Yeah.
And, it is, Amelia. You're right. Yeah, so
right. Yeah. So great. You've both got lots of wisdom and experience to share. Can't wait to hear more. Natalie.
Well, Natalie, not much wisdom, but experience a lot.
We have got experience, that's for sure. Kate's probably got more wisdom than me, only because she's been parenting for so much longer. So not that you're that much older, it's just that you had your kids young.
I did, yeah.
Well, I think we've got wisdom in some things.
Yeah, maybe.
Definitely. Well, hopefully. Kate and Mandy, this is great and also what a fabulous logo. That made me laugh. Loved hearing your infectious laugh and your honesty, both of you. I'm looking forward to more Arca. Arca is my friend who put me onto podcast, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's like, that's a great compliment because she listens to podcasts all the time.
Wow.
And she listens to all the best ones.
Okay, good.
So,
gold star.
Gold star, Arca. There
beautiful,
you go.
Beautiful.
And you're from the Netherlands, so we apologise about the Welcome to Holland
episode, which you may or may not have heard yet.
Yeah, that's right. It's coming. Loved it, ladies. Rebecca. Wow, all the feels. Listen to your podcast, lovely ladies. Loved the first episode and can't wait for more. Catherine.
There's more.
I listened to the podcast, my first podcast ever, and I think you did a great job. The tone is so friendly and informal, and the conversation you had really does open new perspectives to me as a mum of kids without disabilities. I think your talks will be comforting and encouraging to many who are in the same boat as you, and for those who are not, like me, it serves as a gentle reminder of sensitivity towards others. Lindy.
Oh,
isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. That's amazing, Lindy.
She's my thoughtful neighbour.
Yeah. I love it. It's normal and not staged and real. I know you, Mandy, but not Kate, and look forward to hearing her story. I related to the Amber Club about why my twin boys weren't walking and how they were not quite interested enough to care, Robin. Yeah. Yeah. And we don't want to, like, diss Amber. That's how we all met.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But there probably needs to be, and I don't know, I haven't paid my Amber membership for years, but there probably needs to be more groups within AMBER.
Yeah, that, for children with disabilities.
Yeah,
I've often thought I would love to champion that, but yeah, I just don't have the time. And we've had our friend like Deb.
Yeah.
She was in charge of it for a while.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
she was
amazing. She did a great job. Mm. So,
yeah.
And everyone's volunteering.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
You can do 2 or 3 years and then your energy runs out and you've got to get on with life. And
that's right. Yeah.
Good chemistry and energy between you and saying the unsayable makes for more powerful content that people will connect with. Annalise. So, yeah, beautiful.
We're telling the truth.
Yeah, well, we will tell the truth.
I'm listening now. It's great. Look forward to the future episodes. Hashtag FUCK Holland.
You can say it, Mandy.
Okay, I'm nervous. Your podcast was fantastic. I hope your voices are heard and get louder. It is real and raw and so refreshing and needed. Well done and congratulations. I can't wait for the next one, Lisa.
Oh, that's nice. So... so exciting. Well done. The world needs this. So generous of you to share your experiences and knowledge. TwinFo.
So that's Naomi who runs TwinFo, and that's a website, Facebook page for people that are trying to find information about having twins.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm in there under sleep specialists, you know, all that kind of stuff. So she really loved it and she shared it. And then I've got a couple of clients this week from there. So I'm very thankful.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to listen. I've got 2 sets of twins with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my name is Kate and my lifelong BFF is Mandy.
I love that. That made me laugh.
So,
that's Kate. She's in America.
Yep.
You had me at hello. Love the no one wants to be us. Ha 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 ha. Totally get this, Kelly. This is my friend. I was just ringing to tell you that you are amazing.
Oh.
Loved your podcast. It's
Thank
my friend Ange. And love the podcast. I think it will go awesomely, Lauren.
Oh, thank you, Lauren.
So, yes, thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So my elder son is forced to listen because he's our engineer.
He really is.
So he has listened and listened and edited and edited and changed the things that we don't want said, and he's been amazing. So he listens. But my number one daughter, she loved it, and some of her friends listened, which was amazing.
And how old is she again?
23.
Yeah, great.
So different crowd.
We want the young ones.
Yeah, but they really liked it. Even my middle child, scholarship, she loved it, and she's a really hard nut to crack.
Yeah.
And she did say, I felt like you two were just chatting to me. I've heard you say so much of that before. So authentic.
Yeah, okay,
it
great.
Is what we've said. Our children have heard us.
Yeah.
Especially my kids.
Broken
just
records.
Go on and on about this.
Yeah.
And so now you're getting to hear it.
Yeah.
Instead of us. So instead of my family, I should say, because they're a bit sick of it. Anyway.
But that's nice that your kids, you know, shared it with their friends.
I know.
They love
Amazing.
You.
Yeah. It was really, really good. So even one of my boys that work for me is overseas at the moment. He's becoming a doctor, so it doesn't really work for me much anymore.
Yeah.
But he listened and he said it was really great, and I really got an insight into a different part of your life. So even people that know us probably don't really know all of what goes along with it.
No.
Because it's just you can't
tell everyone everything
all the time.
No. Yeah.
And you don't want to, actually.
No, you don't.
So at least if you've downloaded this podcast, you must be interested in some level. What's going on? Otherwise, it's going to be pretty boring for you.
Yeah, well.
But thanks for listening.
Yep, thank you. And the other thing that I got, Lindy touched on it was, you know, we're not really your audience. We don't have children with disabilities.
Yeah.
We don't have twins.
Yep.
So we just want to say you're welcome.
Yeah,
of course.
Everyone's welcome.
And you can be like the outer, what do we call it?
The outer sanctum.
The outer sanctum.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you're welcome.
You
and
are welcome.
You never know who you might bump into. That you could share this podcast with. So, and also just of the stuff, just even teach your kids.
Yeah, and it's just more diversity. Better, more.
Yeah,
The more we share and the more we talk, the more things become normalised. And where it was just a better place to live then.
Yeah, it really so, is. And yeah. I think even thinking about how we felt, I felt like I felt really proud that we got this together.
I know.
Right?
Because we said we were going
to
do it.
We said we were. And I felt really proud and I'm thankful to your kids for doing everything because I'm just turning up and just talking, but they're putting all this together.
No.
And something that feels so hard to do hasn't felt hard.
It hasn't really felt hard.
And I feel like I've got a new creative outlet now.
Yeah.
And actually I'm in the place where I can share this authentically and I'm not crying the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
So
which is good.
I feel like it's really great where we're 13, 14 years down the track.
Yeah, that's right.
So
we've
got that bit of experience and time.
Yeah.
And another lady wrote that she had 32-year-old twin girls with disabilities and she would love to be interviewed.
Oh,
I forgot to write that down. So I said, yes, of course. So
We can't wait to talk to you all.
Yeah. So we'll sort that out soon.
And I think someone said to me, it's refreshing that it's something on social media that isn't people with perfect lives.
Yeah.
And I think so much, especially Instagram.
Yeah, which we just, both love. But
we do. But it's just photoshopped families.
Yeah.
And a photo doesn't tell you anything really.
No.
So, yeah, I think that was nice. That was a nice thing to say too. Like this is real. It also makes Mandy and I vulnerable.
Yeah,
because
it does.
Because we are speaking our life and our truths. But, yeah, thank you for listening and hopefully not judging us. I'm just putting it out there. If you could not do that, it'd be great.
Okay, great. So. And actually, I would love constructive criticism. Like I've said to people, can you please tell me what you thought? Mm. Really, don't just tell me we're great because we're friends.
Yeah, no.
So I think that I'm in the place that I can cop it.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And if we think you're being mean, we just will ignore you because that's how we get through life anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but if it's good constructive criticism.
Yeah, we'll take it.
So, yeah.
And obviously there's things we need to work on our production and we're getting there.
Yeah, we are. We're getting
that kind of stuff's a bit slow for us because we can't whip it up.
No,
you know?
We are getting a little song. What's it called?
Yeah.
An intro music. See? That's how great we are. We don't even know what it's called. We're just waiting for someone to write it.
Yes.
We are actually, I don't know, by the time you listen to this, we might have it, but we're getting a new logo.
Yeah.
So it'll still be very similar to the old one.
Yep.
We like the peas.
Yeah.
So shout out to my number one daughter's friend.
Right.
Who is going to do our little logo for us.
So we should talk about what made us laugh this week.
Yep.
What made us cry.
Yep.
And what gave us,
what
was
made
helpful
a difference
or what made a difference. Yeah. Yep. So do you want to start? Because I've got to think about it.
Okay. So what made me laugh this week was on Saturday night, my bestie Rach came over and my daughter was home, my eldest daughter, and we found out that the my dad wrote a porno HBO special was on Facebook.
Oh!
So I've recorded it so you can watch it.
I would love to see it.
And
because I was like, how am I going to find that?
Yeah, well, I've got it. It's recorded.
Oh, okay.
And so we watched it.
Na, 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 na.
And just so
funny.
Just so funny.
Oh.
And my husband, who's never listened,
he loved it.
My dad wrote a book. Yes, killing himself laughing. It's so funny.
I listened to it at the time that you were overseas and your dad was
very
ill.
Yeah.
He was dying.
Mm.
And I was thinking this is so inappropriate, but I can't wait to tell Kate about this.
And you said, I've got something to tell you. Just remind me later. I think it was about 6 months and
honest,
I was like, okay.
I know. Well, you had
tell
to grieve.
Me. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I was just like, hurry up.
Yeah. And it was just the best.
The best. So
it's just
funny.
Well, I think life changing.
Really?
Because just listening to humor like that.
Like side splitting.
And just like, I can't do this at the gym. I can't do this
I
in the
know.
Supermarket. I have to be on my own to listen to this.
You do.
So
I had my earbuds in at the kitchen and the girls were like, what is so funny? Crying,
you can't
spitting
tell
out,
people.
Spitting out drinks.
I know,
because you can't tell everyone what you're listening to. But honestly, it's so funny. It's just ridiculous.
It's, I think, one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. They're brilliant, brilliant, brilliant,
brilliant.
And you just after a laugh like that, you feel good for hours.
Oh, you really
it
do. And we like laughing.
Yeah,
but, you know, and I'll talk about this later. But that was one of the things that left my soul.
Yeah.
When I found out about the girls,
yeah,
I could not laugh and I did not think I would laugh again.
No.
So just to have that like sore stomach laughter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that was what.
And we're going to go to the live show. I went to the last live show, but it was at Hamer Hall.
Yeah, this one.
It was much more impressive. Yeah. I didn't care about the Palais.
I love the Palais. Okay, it's a pain to get there, but I love it.
Yeah, well, I liked Hamer Hall. It was like, I felt like it was our opera house.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that made you laugh?
Yeah, that made me laugh. What made me cry, and a proper crying for like half an hour, 45 minutes. So I have a little business, home staging, and I have beautiful young guys that work for me. And one of them, Ben, has decided to go and live in Mexico for a year.
What?
Rude. And he is just the most divine human. Aww. Just really gets me. We laugh all day. And he's beyond a hard worker. Above and beyond.
You can trust him.
Oh, yeah. He answers the phone, does everything. Anyway, he had his going away at the Precinct, which is a bar in Richmond.
Yep.
So we were all having a lovely time, dancing. And anyway, he came over to me and we just started hugging and I just started proper crying. Couldn't see through my glasses, howling. He's crying. We're having the big hugs. Everyone else is just still dancing all around us. And then one of my friends that was there said, the people like on the table behind us were like, what's going on with those people, do you reckon? Like, she's older than him and she's crying and he's crying.
Are they breaking up?
Yeah, they can't be breaking up. They can't be dating. And has someone they love died or has her marriage broken up? And apparently, like, it was quite a conversation. Yeah, like, what's going on with these people? Anyway, we didn't care. We just cried and cried. Oh. And so, yeah, I cried a lot. But I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
And I think so lucky to have had someone like that.
Totally.
You know, really, really, really lucky.
Yeah. Your own business.
Yeah. He's awesome. Awesome. So I miss you, Ben.
Yeah.
He listens.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And the person in my life that made a difference this week. So my little Buzz and Woody, I would say sport is not our friend and organized sport.
Mm.
Very, very hard. Impossible, actually. And we found about 5 years ago through my brother that skiing is their thing.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because it's stupidly expensive and you can't do it close to home. Yeah. But anyway, and it's for 2 months of the year.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had to get new ski boots. So other people can hire ski boots, but because of my boys' unique bodies, we can't because they're just tiny. And we just had the most divine guy that was, you know, he was just lovely.
Yes.
And so at the start, he was like saying stuff to them like, now when you flex, does your toe like curl up and blah, blah. And they're just looking at him like, I have no idea
what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, I'm going to think of two words, comfy and snug. Do you know what they mean? They're like, yep.
Yeah.
And so he just really got down to their level. He didn't belittle them. Like a lot of people really belittle them about the size of their bones. Like just, it's ridiculous. But he was just like, you know, because of, you know, who you are, and you really want speed, so we're really going to look for this and like set it in a way
clever
that,
person.
Yeah, really lovely. And I thought, you don't know them.
No.
Yeah, but you're just nice.
Yeah.
And I thought you made a real difference to them because when we went a couple of years ago, the guy in the shop said, oh, my God, are you greyhounds or something?
Oh,
look at you. You're like whippets. Oh. And they just like what?
We don't know what you're talking
about. No, and I think you're being mean to me.
Yeah.
So this guy was amazing and he did make a big difference.
Yeah.
Because it takes forever because nothing fits. And,
a bit,
you know,
I understand.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
So he made a difference for us this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I laughed like a crazy woman on Saturday night. I went away with some school mums.
Yeah.
And I like sleeping. And so we stayed up to 1 o'clock. And
it's very late for Mandy.
It's late for me. Very. I like to go to bed early, right?
Yeah.
Well, the first night I fell asleep sitting up while they were all talking and so I was relentlessly teased. And then the second night I got to about one, so I go to bed and my friend comes in and we're sharing the room and then we were just talking about the table for hours and she grew up on a farm.
Yep.
And so she was the thing she was saying, we just couldn't believe it about she used to put her feet through the cow poo and squish them and just all sorts of funny things.
Different, yeah.
And I'm just thinking that is not how I grew up, you know.
No.
So we get into bed and I'm snuggled in. I'm thinking, here we go. And she starts telling me more about her life. But it was in the most lulling tone. So it's like, so then I moved to Bendigo. I did my fine arts degree there. And then I went on to Daylesford and I'm just falling asleep. And then I woke up to her going, did you fall asleep on me? I was like, I'm sorry. At 1 o'clock, anything's funny. And then, you know, when you're lying down.
You get those giggles.
We couldn't stop. So we had to go out and tell everyone else in the house to apologise because they're all like, what is going on with you two? And then we just could not stop laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Which was so silly. But no, I laughed till I cried. Moments.
Yep.
And so did she. We're never going to forget it.
No.
And it's our own private joke.
Yeah,
and it was
great
therapy.
Yeah.
Crying, I didn't cry this week.
Woohoo.
I know. I don't think I did.
Go, Mandy.
And someone that made a difference. Well, because I was away for a couple of days. Yeah. So in terms of being with the kids, I made a difference to myself in having a break.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You took care of yourself this week.
I did, actually.
Yeah, good.
We went to the hot springs down in the Mornington Peninsula.
Beautiful.
And I haven't been there for a few years. And we went in the dark and couldn't see anything.
It was cold.
Yeah, but it was fine in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a bit cold.
Yeah. It's Melbourne's been freezing.
I just thought, just let your body just slow down.
Yeah, yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah. So, I brought my pyjamas to get straight into afterwards.
Oh, smart.
I know. And my dressing gown and my slippers.
Like those parents you see at Eastland at 8 o'clock on a Friday night, all the kids in their jammies.
All my friends get dressed back in their clothes. Me, no bra, straight into the jammies, dressing gown, straight back home.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm the smart one.
Yeah,
here.
You are the smart one.
Who cares
one?
There? No one cares.
Oh, no one cares anywhere, actually.
And we had pizza there.
Mm.
I just had the margarita. Yeah, you can get food there.
Oh.
And so we all had a pizza each. I mowed that thing down in like 10 minutes. I just ate and ate and ate. So that did make a difference to me, but it was yummy. And the difference was that I took some time out.
Yeah, yeah.
And
nice.
Last year I didn't go away and
no,
do anything. I just could not cope with anything
last year. Yeah.
So I felt really proud, or not proud. I felt I was looking back and thinking I've come a long way.
Yeah.
To come back to be able to go away with people again
and
be
relax.
Able to join in.
Yeah.
And not be feeling so anxious about what's happening in my home.
Yeah.
So, I felt really, really pleased that I'd moved a bit. And,
good.
You know, forwards and backwards, forwards and backwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So, okay. There you go.
That's it.
That's the end
our week.
Of the listener feedback.
Okay, yeah. You can contact us through our Insta, through our Gmail, through our Facebook. And there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us and we will maybe reply. Hopefully we will.
Yeah, we will. We're on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So some of the episodes coming up maybe are like we're going to be talking about our pregnancy.
Yep.
And then maybe we'll talk about their premature births.
Yep. Well, I think pregnancy might already be out.
Oh, okay, right.
By the time this goes up.
Yep.
So
just to get a taste of what we might be talking about next.
That's right.
Lots of things.
All the things.
So anyway, thank you.
All right, see ya.
See you. Bye.